From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. FEMA says it will try to move more than 57,000 hurricane victims out of emergency shelters by the end of next week. The agency's new acting director, David Paulison, told Congress today that finding more permanent housing is only one of many challenges for his agency. He said FEMA also wants to make sure that there is no wasted spending and will rebid the no-bid contracts that were awarded after the storm. NPR's Pam Fester reports.
Paulison's appearance today on Capitol Hill was his first since taking over the troubled agency 3 weeks ago. Members of the Senate Homeland Security Committee said he could hardly be held responsible for the many problems that plagued the government's hurricane response. But then they launched into a long list of concerns. Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan cited numerous reports of Gulf Coast companies losing lucrative rebuilding contracts to outsiders. In one case, he said, a Mississippi firm was ready to provide 450 portable classrooms, but the work went instead to a company in Alaska.
We've got to get local people working. We've got to have contracts bid for. If this contracting process is not used properly, if dubious contractors are used or cronies are used or sole source contracts are used, it's going to sour the public, basically.
Paulison said his agency planned to review all the contracts carefully to make sure the government is getting the best deal. He said the agency also plans to rebid hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts that were awarded with no competition in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
I can tell you that we are working diligently to get most of those contracts down to the local workers if possible. We know that in order to rebuild that community, the people need jobs, they need housing.
But Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn complained that even in the housing arena, there appear to be some questionable deals. He cited the government's $192 million contract to use Carnival Cruise Line ships to house hurricane victims. He said the cost of housing someone on the ship for 6 months will be almost $70,000.
But you could come close to buying a very nice home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That would meet that for that same cost. So we've got to look at costs a little better.
But Paulison defended the cruise ship deal, saying the agency faces an extraordinary challenge trying to find housing for somewhere between 400,000 and 600,000 people, far more than ever before. He said the main goal now is to get people out of shelters where some have been living for more than 5 weeks.
We need to get them into some decent living quarters, apartments, condominiums, single-family homes. Mobile homes plays a piece of it. The cruise ship plays a piece. All of that plays a piece into getting people into some decent housing where they have some privacy. We want them near where they can have jobs. We want them near where they can there's schools available for their children. And that's what our focus is right now.
But he admits it's a tall order. The agency has ordered 120,000 trailers and mobile homes, but Paulison says he's reluctant to create large trailer parks. FEMA prefers instead to locate trailers on an individual's property, but that requires making sure there's adequate water and other supplies. The agency's also providing rental assistance to evacuees and says it will continue to pay for hotel rooms through the Red Cross as long as necessary. Lawmakers told Paulison he has to address some problems if he wants more help from Congress. Committee Chairwoman Susan Collins said there are still 150 truckloads of ice sitting in her state of Maine where they were diverted weeks ago.
This is just really hard to understand. And I also think it erodes public support for additional appropriations to help the victims when the public sees this kind of waste in their own backyard.
Paulison acknowledged that FEMA doesn't do a very good job tracking emergency supplies, but he said the agency will hold on to all the ice it now has until hurricane season is over. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.